FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Welcome back to Communities Live on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with Emma Wass. So we've got another guest in the studio now this afternoon. We've got Maddie Malhotra. Good afternoon, Maddie.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yeah, nice to see you. I know you've been to Sheffield Live before, haven't you?
Yes.
But first time on the Wednesday show.
Yeah.
So nice to see you. So today you've come to speak to us about New Year's resolutions because I know that you were saying that statistics show that more than 90% of people actually give up, or have given up their New Year's resolutions by the 20th of January. So that's a bit of a poor show, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
3 weeks into the new year.
Yeah, that's true. And it's like people have stopped making New Year's resolutions because they've done it so many times and then they give up. So they said, okay, why should I be bothered?
Yeah, there's no point in making New Year's resolutions because I know I'm not going
to
keep
it. Exactly, but that's not the solution to the problem. The problem exists somewhere else. That doesn't mean that people don't want to achieve their goals. It's only that I believe they are not aware how they can. And one thing that which really I've never understood, Emma, is that why do we have to wait until New Year's Eve to set resolutions and then give up in first 2 weeks?
Yeah, do you think this is a good time of year to actually make them? Or do you think, you know, we should be motivated in other times of the year maybe to
Absolutely.
Make resolutions?
Yeah, the most successful, happy and healthy people in the world, they set goals every now and then they keep reviewing their goals. So goal setting is something you should do or you can do, I mean, every week or every month and review them. So it's not just once a year. It's an ongoing process, basically.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think are the most kind of common resolutions people make at this time of year? I think mainly because it's after Christmas, most people, it's to do with diet and exercise and things, isn't it?
That's true, yeah. Weight loss is one of the biggest resolutions. But the problem is people get diet plans made and they go to the gym. But the survey shows that 90% of them don't get, don't lose any weight or gain it back after a month or two. So the problem is that fat people are fat because they have emotional or negative beliefs. They have emotional issues or negative beliefs about their self-image and what they think can be possible for them. But
so
they're not
you think
dealing.
People are not setting realistic goals, maybe?
Well, it could be realistic, but the problem is success in any area of life starts within us, in our mind. And this is the stuff which is never taught at school. But most successful people differ from most of us because they work within themselves first and then set their goals. Whereas we set our goals and then we don't know why we give up. But the issue is in our mind.
So you have to really want something and really believe that you can do something before you can actually start that process.
Absolutely. Yes. Unconsciously, we have barriers in our mind, which are beliefs and repetitive thoughts, negative thoughts about our self-image and what is possible, what we deserve, which stop us. But people aren't aware of them consciously.
Mm-hmm. So how many people actually do follow through their resolutions? Do you know?
Well, less than 10%. And these are the people who work with their beliefs, with their thoughts, and in their mind first, within them, motivate themselves, and then they set goals, which is why they then achieve it.
Okay. So what do you think, how do you think is the best way to actually make resolutions?
Right. I would say there are three things which people could do. One, of course, is how to set goals. Most of us don't know how to set goals. Any goal is realistic if you really believe it and you take proper action. But I would say three things. The first thing is we need to change our limiting beliefs. That's, as I said, the first and the main thing. Because most people aren't aware of this fact that beliefs are the root cause of almost every issue in our life, in any area of our life. So first,
do you mean like to do with speaking, thinking positively and negatively?
Yes, that's one thing. But we do have beliefs which come from childhood. It could be from school or parents or anywhere else that we aren't capable or we don't deserve or we have issues with our worth, basically what is our value. Or our self-image, because we think, oh, I have failed at this, so maybe I don't deserve it, or maybe I am fat, or few people say it's my destiny or luck. But I don't agree with that, because we can always change our mindset. So first thing I would say, people slip back because they have limiting beliefs about themselves and what can happen in their life.
Mm-hmm. So you say like if they've maybe grown up believing something about themselves, and maybe they've been surrounded by people who've also maybe, you know, kind of fueled that belief slightly, you know, people might think like, oh, well, you know, I've always been a bit overweight. It's just how I am.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or I've never really been good at, I was never very good at school. So, you know, I'm probably not going to have a very good job.
Yes.
Is that the kind of thing you mean?
Yes, which lowers down their confidence and self-esteem. And once you accept that, yes, you are average or below average, then you won't be able to achieve big goals because you don't think you can. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's about your mindset.
So what would you say to these people? How can they actually kind of, you know, turn it around? How can they actually take control and you know, really start to achieve their goals?
Right. Well, at the moment, I'm going to come to effective goal settings.
Okay.
But I have a free report, which all the listeners can download from my website, which is called www.bulletproofbelief.com. It's about making your self-beliefs bulletproof so you don't fail and you go through your goals, whatever you set. So, and it's, the report is called 7 Things Which Rich, Fit, Confident and Happy People Believe in and Do. So this will give them a push start. And then my book is going to come out in the 3rd week of February, which is all about beliefs and thoughts and how you can change them to achieve any goal you want, basically.
Okay, brilliant. So can you give us a bit of an idea of what kind of things in this book, like, you know, maybe one example of a step that people can take?
Right. For effective goal setting, it's all mentioned in the book as well. For effective goal setting, let's say weight loss, which is the most common one. It can be for any goal. You need to define how much weight you want to lose, in how many days, and by doing what activities. Until and unless it's clearly defined on the paper, exact numbers, our mind won't follow through because we need a direct guideline. It's for, like, if you're planning a trip to anywhere, you need the map, you need everything, how much to drive, how much time it would take, what would you do there. So it's exactly the same. And one thing we need to remember is no one will take action on our behalf. So we have to come out of our comfort zones to take action. And all the goals you set should bring in positive emotion. They should motivate you, they should inspire you to take action. So basically, you should relate feelings of what you will achieve once you have, you know, reached your target. What will you achieve in terms of material or health, but also how would you feel once you achieve it? And the other thing I would say is that it should have a reward also. So what would you reward yourself with if you achieve it? Because our mind works on reward thing from childhood, at school or parents. So if you do this, if you're a good boy or you're a good girl, you will get this. So this is how our mind has been programmed. So if you have a reward set for what you will get, plus the feelings you are going to feel, then your mind will be more motivated to take more action towards the goal. So mm-hmm. This is how the successful people set their goals.
I think some people find it hard to really kind of look ahead to the end of their goal, don't they?
That's true.
Because sometimes it can seem so far away, maybe.
Yes.
You know, say if you say, I need to lose 3 stone, you can think, well, that seems, you know, so much. And you almost, as you said, you need to believe that you can do it. You need to actually be able to kind of visualise and picture, maybe how you're going to look, maybe how you're going to feel as well. Because otherwise you think, well, it seems like an impossible task, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. For that, a good idea is to break down your goals into mini goals. So you break down, of course, like half a stone. So, okay, 3 weeks, half stone, and every 3 weeks you review it. This is how it will look possible. Because if you say, oh, I'm going to lose 3 stones, that may look big. And you won't even go there because your mind will say, it will be more painful and hard work. And we don't like to get out of our comfort zone. So rather break it down into mini goals, which you then achieve, keep rewarding yourself, and then keep achieving the next step. So this is how the successful people would do it.
Okay, so maybe break your goals down into something you want to achieve over a month's period.
Yes,
maybe,
exactly.
Maybe rather than saying, you know, in a year's time, I want to do this or I want to have done this.
Absolutely, yes. Which would also look more realistic to your mind, mm-hmm. to break it down into smaller goals.
So has this kind of thinking helped you in your life?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, it has for my finances. It has for my self-belief about my worth and everything I have achieved from coming from poverty from India to here working for BT as an IT analyst and now helping people to achieve more success in any area of their life. It's all been amazing only when I've changed my beliefs and my repetitive thoughts in my mind.
So how long have you been, you know, doing this type of coaching and advising?
It has been 2.5 years now, and it has been a long journey. I've learned a lot, attended lots of personal development seminars from the best gurus in the world, and then applied it on myself. I got results, then I helped a few clients, all of them have got good results. So I'm pretty sure that changing your beliefs and repetitive thoughts can change anything in your life.
I mean, you know, today people have so much available to them, don't they? So many things are so quick and easy. You know, there's a lot of consumerism. Do you think maybe that the way the world has changed is making it a little bit more difficult for people to actually change themselves personally?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's very true. Technology-wise, we are living in the best era ever. It's the 21st century. But I would say emotional health-wise, or, you know, enjoying your life, happiness and peace, I think it's the worst time we are living. And it's all mentioned in my book, What is Happening Around the World. If you look on Facebook, it has a graph for every country, for 500 million people. And the happiness index on Facebook is very, very low. It's occasional. So people are happy at New Year's, Christmas, Easter time, and rest of the time they're low. And which doesn't have to be the case, basically. So yes, people find it hard, but people want easy and quick results. But I can tell you, learning from the best gurus in personal development and self-help, I can say success won't be easy or quick. We will have to get out of our comfort zone and then do something about it. Action is the key. So you have to be disciplined and you have to take action to achieve whatever you want.
Okay, that's a great message. So can you just remind everyone just of your website and about your book as well before we...
Sure, yes. The website is www.bulletproofbelief.com, which is bulletproofbelief.com, where you can download the free report now and also reserve a copy of the book, which is going to come out. Although the ebook will be available from tomorrow, the paperback book would be available from the 21st of February. But I just want to say that average person lives approximately 25,000 days. And each time the 365 days pass by, we say, oh my God, you know, this year has gone so fast. And this is how the years go by. And later in life, people regret, why did I waste that time? I could have been more happier or healthier, or, you know, I could have generated more income if I would have taken action. So rather than regretting it next year, why not set your goals today? And for that, the free report will give everyone a good start for that.
Fantastic. Well, it's been really nice chatting to you this afternoon. It's been really interesting.
No, thank you, Emma. And I wish all the listeners a rich, happy and healthy life in 2011.
Thank you. It's brilliant. You. Okay, thank you very much to Maddie for coming to talk to us about New Year's resolutions and all about setting your own goals to improve your life in general, and that it doesn't just have to be New Year's. You can do it any time of the year. Then we spoke to life self-belief coach Maddie Malhotra about New Year's resolutions and about achieving your goals and believing in yourself. And you can download a free report of his from his website, www.bulletproofbelief.com. And he's also got a book coming out soon.